From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica here, August 27th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from UPI Top News. Appeals court allows charges against Rep. LaMonica McIver to proceed. This website is using a security service to protect itself from online attacks. The action you just performed triggered the security solution. There are several actions that could trigger this block, including submitting a certain word or phrase, a SQL command, or malformed data. Government's stated case for the law is the need to curb conversion obtained through force or fraud, but sections of the Christian and Muslim communities have set out the opposite concern, that a wide reading of terms such as inducement could reach conduct that has nothing to do with coercion. From a personal relationship to attendance at a weekly service, you can email the site owner to let them know you were blocked. Please include what you were doing when this page came up and the Cloudflare Ray ID found at the bottom of this page. Next, second, from the Hindu Top, consent forms, notices, prison terms, Maharashtra anti-conversion law explained. Up next, third, from Deutsche Welle, Nepal floods, more than 160 killed, nearly 1,400 missing. August 27, 2026, rescue teams are searching for survivors after a glacial collapse triggered catastrophic floods in Nepal and Tibet. Hundreds of foreign tourists are missing. The death toll from catastrophic flash floods along the border between Nepal and Tibet has risen to at least 165, while nearly 1,400 people were missing. Rescue teams were searching for survivors on Thursday, a day after a glacial collapse sent a huge wall of mud and rock barreling through the Himalayan communities, sweeping away entire villages. And then, fourth, from Channel News Asia, Samsung must pay Swatch Group $11.6 million over knockoff smartwatch faces. The digital watch faces mimicked designs from brands including Omega, Longines, Tissot, Breguet, and Blancpain, with a London judge ruling that their presence on Samsung's App Store damaged Swatch Group's interests. Next, fifth, from The Bulwark, inside Ukraine's breakthrough missile deal. When British Prime Minister Andy Burnham paid his first visit to Ukraine on Monday, he brought more than best wishes for Ukraine's Independence Day. He also brought a remarkable announcement. Britain will share classified technical information that Ukraine needs to eventually assemble the Storm Shadow long-range stealthy cruise missile called Scalp in the French version. In exchange, Britain will gain access to Ukraine's extraordinary collection of battlefield data and combat lessons learned through a new artificial intelligence partnership. Moscow noticed immediately. Up next, sixth, from Wired. The UK power grid has a phantom data center problem. As data center developers compete for a cut of the hundreds of billions of dollars flowing into the artificial intelligence industry, the queue to join the UK's power grid has become jammed with projects that will likely never get built. The snarl is exacerbating already years-long wait times for viable projects, and it's messing with attempts to forecast energy demand and plan grid expansions. In July, the UK's energy regulator, Ofgem, laid out a proposal meant to force phantom data centers out of the swollen queue. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Markets, Qantas CEO on fleet revamp and face out of aging craft. Qantas Airways Limited will retire its Airbus A380s from 2028 and phase out its A330 fleet, replacing them with more fuel-efficient aircraft. Vanessa Hudson, Qantas Group CEO, speaks to Bloomberg TV about the challenges and opportunities facing the business. Source, Bloomberg, authored by Steve Watson via Modernity News. Britain's prisons are becoming recruitment grounds for Islamic gangs, with white inmates converting under threat of violence while the system frees terrorists early, jails protesters longer than child sex attackers, and racks up hundreds of millions housey, NG foreign offenders. Next, eighth, from Zero Hedge. White prisoners in UK being forced to convert by Muslim gangs, report. New Ministry of Justice figures have exposed a stark reality inside England and Wales jails. 1 in 5 Muslims behind bars is white, nearly 4 times the 5.8% rate in the general population. Up next, ninth, from Entrepreneur. AI psychosis is real, rare, and rising in your life as a founder fits every risk factor. Opinions expressed by entrepreneur contributors are their own. Chatbots are engineered to agree with you, which makes them the last voice of founder. Already isolated and rewarded for conviction, should be relying on to test their thinking. Treat the chatbot as a research analyst, never as a con. Fit in, and if it agrees with everything you propose, that's a warning sign about the tool, not confirmation that you're right. Doctors are warning of a new risk in people who spend hours a day with chatbots engineered to agree with them. Worth a read if that's your workday. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Politics, North Korea slams US over potential missile sales to South Korea. That's the day. New here, Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.